Good morning, White Way Radio broadcast listeners. I would like to dedicate today's talk to Project Dana. And thankfully, today's broadcast is being sponsored by Project Dana's founder, the late Shimeji Kanazawa's family. Please join me in Gassho. There are only four kinds of people in the world: those who have been caregivers, those who are caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. Namo Amida Butsu. This poem was written by Dr. Jack Nottingham, colleague of former First Lady Rosalind Carter. Rosalind Carter starts her book, Helping Yourself Help Others, with Dr. Nottingham's poem. It is such truthful words. His poem has gone viral and been quoted a lot. Project Dana is also included in a section of this book. Project Dana celebrated its 25th year last September 20th, 2014. Mayor Caldwell proclaimed that day Project Dana Day. About 500 people attended this celebration in Honolulu, honoring the volunteers and in memory of the late Shimeji Kanazawa, the founder. Maui, Hilo, and Kona had separate celebrations. After 25 years, there are about 850 volunteer caregivers servicing 1,000 people statewide. We have about 33 sites totaling 50,000 hours annually. Project Dana has expanded to the mainland and Japan, and people keep inquiring. On July 4, 1989, as Shimeji and Rose were preparing food for the bone dancers and workers in the Moilili Honganji kitchen, Shimeji's dream came true when she asked Rose, "What are you going to do after retirement?" Rose replied, "And this will be forever music to Shimeji's ear," that she wanted to do volunteering work during her retirement. Shimeji was looking for a trusted leader to fulfill her dream of establishing a caregiving program within the Buddhist community. That was the unofficial start of Project Dana when Rhodes accepted to be the volunteer administrator. I want to thank President the late Makoto Kunimune and his Moilili Honganji board for officially starting Project Dana in 1989. On this occasion of 26 years of Project Dana, I would like to especially acknowledge four people. First, founder, the late Shimeji Kanazawa, whose public service was fulfilled when her dream of assisting the frail elderly, disabled persons, and family caregivers to live in their choice of residence came true through Project Dana. Second, to the first Project Dana volunteer, administrator, and caregiver, Rose Nakamura. Through personal family adversities and physical challenges, she worked nonstop, tirelessly leading Project Dana for 26 years. Third, almost 25 years, full-time headquarters volunteer service coordinator, Cindy Osajima. Cindy first volunteered with Project Dana, did her University of Hawaii MA practicum at Project Dana, then Rose asked her to be part of the headquarters staff. Cindy says this is her dream job, where she can apply her academic knowledge as well as her Buddhist faith in action. Fourth, Mike Hirano, headquarters home safety coordinator. He too started as a volunteer in 2001 and a few years later was asked to be a staff member training leaders to do home safety assessments and educating and giving presentations to groups. Project Dana offers the opportunity to share our lives with others. It is an interfaith volunteer caregivers program. Primary services are to provide friendly visits and telephone calls, transportation to church services, medical appointments, food shopping, minor home repairs, light housekeeping, hospital, care home, nursing home visits, and to help the family caregivers respite relief. Project Dana serves as a referral and linkage agency and works closely with 200 community and service agencies to ensure a continuum of services to the elders. Project Dana has received a number of local and national awards. The first award is connected to Project Dana when Rose Nakamura received the first Rosalind Carter Caregiving Award in 1993. Recipient surveys on Oahu. These are some of my summarized responses that many people who received Project Dana services considered their volunteer a family member. Many feel the difference when the volunteer cannot come that day. One recipient felt very lonely when her volunteer had to be out of town. Volunteers are like lifesavers, invaluable. Even grateful comments from those not receiving help come into Project Dana. Dana is a Sanskrit or Pali word, which means generosity, giving, giving of alms, especially delight in giving. That is, getting in touch with the natural generosity and wish to share inside of us. Mind of generosity is a joyful mind. It does not suffer from regret or a feeling of poverty. Rather, the act of giving itself is pleasurable, and seeing others using our offering is an extra bonus. Pema Chodron, a beloved Buddhist teacher, author, nun, mother, has inspired millions of people around the world. She says, "We work on ourselves in order to help others, but also help others to work on ourselves." The grateful self unfolding is what I feel Dana is about. The grateful self unfolding. Dana is the first of six paramitas, or six perfections or virtues. And the sixth virtue is wisdom. Wisdom is the final element of the six virtues, implying that benefit to self of receiving wisdom comes through the practice of benefiting others. For me, in Japanese or Buddhism, we call it jididita. I benefit while others benefit, or mutually benefiting, or together benefiting. I feel that is true dana. Many volunteers feel that they receive more than they give. This past year, as a new member to the advisory council, I walked in the Hawaii Hotel and Tourism Association Charity Walk this past May. Project Dana receives a grant from this charity walk, and I want to encourage many people to walk next May in the name of Project Dana so they can receive part of this grant. This year, there were over 11,000 walkers on Oahu, 5,300, Maui, 2,285, Kauai, 2,220, Big Island, 1,200, Lanai, 172, and Molokai, 100. Sherry Anderson says about volunteers, "Volunteers don't get paid, not because they're worthless, but because they're priceless. Your rainbow of compassionate hearts spread the joy of Dana. With my palms together in gesture of thanksgiving, I want to thank all of you connected and supporting Project Dana. Thank you."